excited. Mike's excited.
I'm excited.
Ted's excited.
I'm excited.
Josh is dancing. He's excited. Chase is excited. He's smiling. Well, welcome back to the Infield Singles. It's a new year, and we're still here.
Not much longer.
We're excited to be back. It was a good Christmas break. It was nice and relaxing, but we're ready to get back to the grind and finish out our senior years. And today we have Hayden James on, so that's a good interview today. All right, so how was everyone's Christmas breaks?
Mine was good.
Mine was also good.
Mine was boring.
Mine was all right.
How was yours, Spencer?
Oh, mine was good.
I heard you had a pretty eventful time slinging some dough for Jet's Pizza.
Yeah, well, so I did a little bit more than sling some dough.
Why don't you tell us about those adventures?
Well, I'm new to delivery driving. This is my first time being a full-time delivery driver, just to pick up some extra cash, because, you know, the tips adds up. It's a lot of money. So one of my first deliveries, I went to the sketchy motel, and there was some guy there. He had some black gloves on. I thought that was a little sketchy. And so he only partially opened the door. And so then I also saw this lady, kind of, she was standing stiff up against the wall. Like, I just saw her knees. I was like, well, that's kind of a little weird. So then I can't get the pizza out of the bag, and so he's trying to help me. So he pulls a little bit too hard, the door opens, and there's a masseuse table, and there's some boxes of some things that look kind of strange. From first glance, because I was already freaked out, looked like bullets. I don't know if they were bullets or not. And so I went back to Jets, and I told everyone, and they're like, you should call the cops. I was like, okay, I guess I'll call the cops. And so I called the cops, and they said, all right, well, we'll take a look into it. What's the name? I was like, well, the name's Joe Smith. And he's like, well, that's a pretty general name. I was like, yeah, it is. He's like, we're going to go check it out. So then I go back because I'm going to go to the Bees with some friends. And so I drive over past the motel. I drive past the motel that I was just at to see if the cops were there. They were not there. So they must have already went and checked it out and everything. So I get a call from my manager. He's like, hey, did you end up calling the cops? I was like, yeah, I did. He's like, well, the guy called back and he was cussing me out. He's like, which one of your effing delivery drivers called the cops on me? And so my manager's like, yeah, I don't know anything about it. So I got one person after me in Muskegon. My second story is that I ran into this lady's garage. I accidentally left the car in drive as I thought I had... put it in park, so when I got out, the car yanked my leg, and I was being dragged while trying to stop the car, and I could not find it. I hit the horn a couple times.
Why'd you hit the horn? Did you think someone's gonna come save you?
No, I was flailing.
Oh.
So she didn't hear a thing, and so I knocked on the door. She's like, oh, you're here. It's like, yeah, I also ran into your garage. But she was pretty cool about it, and she's talking about how she's gonna have some contractors over to talk it out. But
ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah. And so the next week she ordered and I had to deliver to her again, so that was pretty awkward. And then my third one was I did not run a red light, but it was pretty close. It was turning red as soon as it was going from yellow, and so I was just going underneath it because that's a long light. That one, the one that I was going underneath, it takes like 5 minutes to turn green, so I was like, I do not want to get stopped. I was already late. And so I go and I pull into the wrong house, which I did many times. And there's some guy behind me. I couldn't back out. I was like, oh, I thought it's his house. And it was not his house, but I didn't know that. So I go, oh, sorry, sir. It's like, I just got the wrong house. I'll be backing up. And he wasn't moving. So I was like, oh, maybe he didn't hear me. So I get more out of the car. I go, sorry, sir. I'll just be moving. I didn't mean to pull into your house. He's like, yeah, what else you do, buddy? Like, delivered the pizza to the wrong house. I'll just be delivering it to the right one in just a minute. He's like, yeah, what else? He's like, oh, I don't know. I was thinking, I was like, oh, shoot, he probably thought I ran that red light and he followed me. I was like, I don't know what his deal is. He's a town vigilante or something like that. And so I was like, oh, well, I don't know. Because I didn't want to claim that I ran a red light because he started filming me. It's like, oh, this is pretty weird. It's like, I don't know. He's like, yeah, well, you ran an effing red light. And that's what I knew, it was serious. So I got scared. And I was like, oh, I thought it was pretty close. He's like, it's a little bit more than close, buddy. I was like, okay, pal. And so I was like, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to offend you. And he's like, yeah, next time be more effing careful. Then he moved, and then I delivered the pizza, and I got a $5 tip, so that was pretty nice. So those are my stories.
Worth every penny.
So hopefully Joe Smith is not a listener, because it sounds like he might be gunning for you in the ski.
Joe Smith would definitely try to kill me if I delivered to hotel room number 12 at the, at the Alpine Inn. Oh, no, I've said too much.
What was his order?
I don't remember. He just ordered one pizza.
Just out of curiosity, is it this guy?
No, that was not Joe Smith.
Okay. For the folks at home, this is a radio show, Josh.
And, I was asking him because I pulled it up on...
Josh just held up a mugshot of a sex offender named Joe Smith.
I mean, I would not have been surprised if it was some weird
There's probably
sex
not too many Joe Smiths running around either. So
yeah, that's fair. Yes.
So, Chase, you have any interesting run-ins with any Joe Smiths or Midgelantes?
This fine Christmas break, any big stories from you?
No. That'd be a solid no. No stories and no run-ins.
I heard you picked up a new game over break.
The world doesn't need to know that.
The world doesn't need to know that Chase Gruitt is now a Magic the Gathering wizard.
Don't call me a wizard.
He's not a wizard. He's going to reach level 20.
He hasn't developed his wand. You're a wizard, Harry.
Should have got you some magic cards for Christmas.
Yeah. So just some more banter, I guess. What's everyone looking forward to this final semester before we end our college careers, hopefully?
I'm excited for our intramural basketball team. Me, Chase, and Tad are all on a basketball team with some guys in the hall. And so... we'll probably find a first-round exit in the playoffs. That's how it usually goes. But I'm excited for this season. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And if you go to any intramural games, we're the team with all Dwight Howard jerseys. So that's how you'll find us.
9 o'clock Tuesdays.
Well, I think it's a jersey.
Yes.
Let's shout out Dwight Howard. Chase, what are you most looking forward to?
I'd say I'm most looking forward to just enjoying our last semester with everybody in the hall. Time is precious. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh,
that's deep.
I'm crying.
That's deep. Spencer's already crying.
Ted's birthday.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Let's sing happy
birthday.
Special
happy birthday shout out to Ted. He is officially 22. 22. I don't know about
don't
you,
know,
but I'm feeling 22.
You should post a mirror selfie saying the same thing.
Yeah, my Taylor Swift birthday.
Yeah.
Or a real witty thing, or should you say a heady play, if you will, is posting something saying, I just really hate being sick on my birthday. So then you get people wishing you well and wishing you a happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a little...
That's true. And if you were all chicks, you could post a picture with me and say, like, happy birthday. And then, like, it just would be an excuse for you to, like, post a good picture of yourself. You know, like, one of those, like, Instagram stories. I'm not naming names because everybody does it. But one of those Instagram stories where it's, like, 10 clicks through and it's, like, a different line, everyone. And, like, each one's a different picture of you that, like, you look really good. And the other person looks like trash because you don't care what they look like.
I had a bunch lined up, but I don't think I'm going to post it anymore.
There you go, ladies. So if you want to look good in Instagram posts, Tad's right here to come take a picture with.
Yeah, that.
We can blow up some balloons for you and set up a nice surrounding for you to take a 22 picture. That'd look real cute.
Alrighty, now that we've roasted every girl on Cedarville's campus, we'll sing happy birthday, eh? Alright, 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Taddeus. Happy birthday to you.
I'd just like to shout out Pat and James Connor, my adopted grandparents. I'm not actually left-handed, but I really appreciate the love and support.
All right. Well, now that Ted's stolen my grandparents, I think we're going to send it on over to our interview with Cedarville celebrity Hayden James after a quick word for the first time ever from one of our sponsors.
Hey, Spencer, I heard you're on a podcast called Infield Singles.
You bet, pal.
I want to make a podcast as good as yours.
Well, you can't, but you can try.
Really? How do I do that?
Why don't you use my good friends at Anchor?
What? Anchor?
I'm glad you asked, Chase. I could tell you, but I'll have my fellow co-host fill you in.
Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast.
Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use.
And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast just like we're doing right now.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
That's right, Chase. Just go to anchor.fm/start to join me and a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor.
I'm gonna head there right now.
I can't wait to hear it on one of the many platforms that Anchor can set you up with.
If you wanna make a podcast that'll be a hit, set it up on Anchor, it'll be the
best.
I thought that's what we were saying!
Welcome back to the Enfield Singles Podcast. We are joined today with Hayden James, the Cedarville star golfer, woman expert, intramural basketball, revenge tour leader. We're excited to sit down with Hayden once again. Hayden was on our very first episode of the Enfield Singles, if you remember, way back that far. So it's only fitting that we have him on again as the first episode of the new year. Hayden James, how you doing today?
Doing great. I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, you're looking pretty fly in that Nike Sherpa. I hear it's Sherpa season.
It is Sherpa season. In fact, it was 21 degrees this morning. It was calls for a Sherpa. I actually call for a double Sherpa if you look at my most recent Instagram posts. But
yeah, you know. So how do you feel about that 40-degree weather swing?
You know,
because word on the street is you were in the Bay Area over break.
Yeah.
And most people are probably thinking, well, Oakland, San Francisco.
Nah, see, when I talk about the Bay Area, I mean the Tampa Bay Area, the 813, my new home. And I actually have convinced myself that I was actually born there, and I somehow made my way up to Ohio. Not sure how to fill in those details right there, but I can definitely convince myself that I was from the 813, and that's where I really belong. So,
yeah,
it was beautiful.
Yeah, you don't really need the inner details. O.J. Simpson got off with no details, so I think as long as like you say it's true, it's true.
That's good enough for me. So
yeah,
just need that change on the birth certificate, and we set.
Yeah, but anyway, so second semester. Let's see. We talked the first episode about cuffing season.
We did.
We talked about a lot of different factors that go into cuffing season. How'd cuffing season go? Is cuffing season over?
Cuffing season is not over.
Cuffing season is not over.
Yeah. If you refer to the previous podcast, I said that the championship game for cuffing season is on February 14th. That's the championship game. That's the Super Bowl of all of cuffing season. But, you know, I have a new mantra I go by, a new, like, rule for myself. I don't announce any of my moves until the bag is completely secured, because it's kind of a karma ordeal. If you announce it too early, you know, that's bad karma, and it kind of moves out of the way. So, you know, there's things, the gears are, they're moving, they're turning, but I'm not going to pull the machine out of the station until it's time to pull the machine out of the station.
So I think, needless to say, then you have no prospects at the moment and things aren't looking up for you.
That is completely false. We've narrowed it down, but I'm not going to go any further than that.
And they all go to another school.
Correct.
Yeah, figures.
It'd be like that sometimes. Sorry, ladies.
So Michael and I, yourself, we're all on the same intramural team, right?
Yeah.
And this past 3-on-3 season didn't go too well. Ended in kind of a disappointment. Before the show, you were kind of talking about revenge tour. Care to elaborate on that?
Yes. See, during the intramural season, we hadn't really lost in 2 years. I'm just going to put that out there.
Hadn't really lost. We hadn't lost.
Yeah, we hadn't lost. And I'm not going to consider this last game a loss, considering that the other team won under an unfair circumstance that was later cleared up by the chief of rules for intramurals, and he did determine that the game should have been replayed, but we were, you know, we just wanted to give somebody else a chance to win, even though we didn't technically, you know, really lose. But but speaking of 5-on-5, you know, it's over for y'all if y'all listen to this. We're not playing any more games. I'm going to be full court pressing the entire time.
Say, for the record, real fast, Hayden speaking for himself, not all of us feel like we were wronged
on a
personal level like Hayden does.
Anyways, I'm full court pressing the whole time. Your point guard's going to have 15 turnovers in the first 5 minutes. Don't expect to even get a dribble off because I'm taking it from you. If you think you're guarding me, I'm just going to push you down, get two fouls. Then you won't be guarding me the rest of the game because you hurt. But y'all ain't got no chance. Y'all really don't. Y'all can keep playing for second place. You know, but if you even think you have a chance of winning the 5-on-5 intramural this year, y'all might just have a good play in the female league or something, because y'all ain't got no chance in the male league. Because we taking that chip home this year. So
that's a lot of talk.
Yeah, you said Owen Tide.
Yeah. So it we sounds like – it sounds – what's your guys' team name?
HJ and his white friends.
So it sounds like HJ and his white friends either win the whole thing or go home completely embarrassed.
I have a question. How many games did that team lose last year in 5-on-5?
What, the HJ and his white friends?
Yeah.
The answer would be zero.
Okay, thank you.
You're right. So are we going to bring in, like, NBA refs to make sure you guys don't get gypped again, or how's that going to work?
I just think...
Although NBA refs probably are
well,
probably
really,
worse than
we just need someone
refs.
Who has better eyesight than Ray Charles and knows how to not blow the whistle and actually knows basketball. But other than that, you know, anyone will do. Just someone that is even halfway decent. I give that ref probably 6% approval rate.
Sure. So by that logic... you know, I heard a story one time about Stevie Wonder leading Ray Charles to show him where the bathroom was. So if Stevie Wonder, since he has better eyesight than him, is that cool?
Well, Stevie Wonder at least knows when to control his whistle. So.
All right, yeah, he'd probably be a better ref. Yeah,
I would say so.
Okay.
So going back to cuffing season, seeing as you are the expert on all things cuffing, right. And as we have said before, all things women, what would be your advice to someone who... whose cuffing season might not be going as well? Like, say someone's already, you know, halfway through the season and, you know, it's not looking too good for them. Do you suggest, right. like, yeah, injuries right. have kind of derailed the season. Do you suggest they start tanking and just kind of, you know, setting up for a favorable draft pick next season, or, you know, keep playing to the end of the season? What's your advice there?
You know, that's a really good question, but, you know, you can go at this a couple different ways. Depending on the severity of your injury, you know, if you really don't have anybody that, you know, you're pursuing, or you think you have a good chance of cuffing, I would tank. I would tank until summertime. And as soon as your last final's done, you know, it's game time again. Because then, I mean, you can have a pre-season for the next cuffing season. And, I mean, as an exception, I think the summertime is this volume two of cuffing season. You've got a 3-month span where you can really get some work done.
It's like the summer league.
Right. I feel like it's an accelerated cuffing season. Like, it's a quick...
Well, maybe this is the summer league.
Right. But any advice I would give, it would have to be that if you don't take the chance, just like they say, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. If you don't take the chance, you know, it's impossible for that event to happen. And, like I tell people, you know, the worst thing that can happen is they tell you no and you're right in the same position you are right now, except you just have more knowledge on the situation than you did last time. So I would shoot all shots. If you miss, you know, there's another ball on the rack and keep shooting it. You might have to go to the other end of the court and shoot at the other hoop. You might have to go into the practice gym. You might have to go into the park down the street. You might have to go into the little mini hoop in your kitchen or whatever. But, you know, eventually it's going to go in. So
Cedarville mantra, ring by spring, right? Let's see, four of the five podcast hosts here, no ring by spring yet. What's your advice to us as we fulfill this purpose?
I would be very careful in your pursuit of a ring by spring. It's not something that I would consider a necessity at this moment. But you know, if you want to go ahead and get married, hey, more power to you, dog. But if you mess that up, you know, you're gonna be in divorce court.
Yeah, you're right.
Marriage counseling, you know, figuring it out.
Right, marriage counseling. We had some of our mothers on the podcast, and we asked them if they were worried that we might not provide them grandchildren, and they all said no, but it took a little bit, you know, so they hesitated. So I don't know. This whole none of us are taken, you know, that might be a bad sign for them. So maybe we need to start taking some of your advice here.
Comfort our mothers right now.
Yeah.
As we have had subpar cuffing seasons.
You know, the Bible says good things come to those who wait.
We've been waiting.
Exactly. And
we sound pathetic.
You know, the best things in life, you know, come with hard work, right? Like, if you've ever gotten something easy, you don't have as much satisfaction as when you've done a lot of work and got a good result out of it, correct? So, I mean, consider this the work that you're putting in, this time that you're waiting. You know, it's all going to come to fruition eventually, and that babe's going to come along and, you know, end of story. But I have faith in y'all, and
yeah, let's just remember, though, this was all hypothetical, right?
Yeah.
And none of us are actually this pathetic.
Right, yeah.
Speaking of golf season, that's kind of coming upon us.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
We heard from an inside source that your level of off-season practice might not be as high as others because you kind of rely on a natural talent. Would you say that's accurate?
I would agree with that statement. But
so what can the folks at home expect to see out of the great HJ come this spring golf season?
Lower scores, longer balls, and winning. We're going to win this spring.
All right, so we've talked with some of the athletes about sponsorships. If you were a pro golfer, what would your sponsorships look like? Talk us through your whole deal.
I would probably, clothing-wise, be sponsored by Nike or Loudmouth. Considering their eccentric designs.
So you and John Daly would be the face of Loudmouth?
Yeah, I'd probably take him over, though. But
okay, that's fair.
Yeah, he's getting a little old. But as of clubs and equipment, I would probably choose the company that would give me the most equipment and money. So I'd probably have a little mixed bag. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to sponsor, I'm totally willing for the next year and a half. Because after that, I don't know how much golf I'm going to be playing. But you got this year and a half to make a really good money return.
It will be all NCAA compliant, though, of course.
Yeah, you know, I've never accepted anything ever while being tied to the NCAA.
So speaking of gambling, let's see. I've heard that somebody in our hall owes you for a friendly wager on a basketball game. Is that correct?
Yeah, Jay Hedlund owes me, originally owed me $100 for the Cavaliers beating the Celtics when LeBron and Isaiah Thomas were there. I don't know why he thought the Celtics were going to beat LeBron. That was stupid. But considering that was a very long time ago and there was a 1% interest per week, since then, it's been calculated that he owes me over $1,000. So I'm not sure how he's going to go about paying that.
Do you expect to get that money back?
No. I would not even expect 1% of that total, for being totally honest. But, you know, I'm going to be hopeful, and maybe I'll even get the original $100 because that goes a long way.
So I don't know if you've been following this NBA season, but would you be willing to place a similar wager on the Cavs at this point?
No, not this year. But the Celtics are having the struggles of their own. I think Gordon Hayward's a joke. But if the Celtics don't make a trade, they'll probably get beat by the Raptors, in all honesty. I give them a 0% chance of winning the finals this year.
We also have the NFL playoffs coming up. Who do you like in the on the NFL side?
Patriots all the way, no doubt.
Because they're from the Bay Area, too.
No.
They're from the New England Bay Area, sorry.
Yeah, right, so...
The Chesapeake Bay Area.
I live near Marshall University, and many Patriots legends have played for the Herd.
Name three.
Randy Moss.
Mandy Ross.
Aaron Dobson. And Troy Brown.
I heard two legends.
I said Marshall legends.
Oh, okay.
And two NFL legends. Two out of three, okay. That's pretty good.
Okay.
One of the greatest receivers all time.
Okay, so you like the Patriots. Does, a Nick Foles-led Eagles team strike any fear into you?
No.
Even though they
I think the Cowboys
should.
Are actually going to be in the Super Bowl this year. I hate the Cowboys, but I think the Cowboys are going to beat the Saints, and they're going to get into the Super Bowl. But, you know, the Eagles are struggling.
Struggling?
They were struggling this season. They were struggling. They barely got in the playoffs.
Because they went on an incredible hot streak. They're the hottest
team. So before
the
hot streak,
right,
what
now
were they doing?
Starting Carson
struggling.
Wentz. And now Carson Wentz isn't playing. They got Nick
Anyways.
Foles, the most clutch quarterback in NFL history.
You know, any team that the Patriots play, obviously, have a little fear of, considering last year when they gave up like 44 points. But Matt Patricia isn't there anymore.
The same Philadelphia Eagles team that could potentially await them in a Super Bowl rematch.
No, not happening. Will not happen because this is a revenge tour. You know, Tom Brady's getting that sixth ring. He's going to walk. That's going to be it. That's even if the Eagles make it to the Super Bowl.
Even if the Patriots make it to the Super Bowl.
The Patriots are, see what's going to happen is the Colts are going to beat the Chiefs, which gives Patriots home field advantage all through the AFC playoffs. And the Patriots haven't lost at home all year. You know the Patriots don't lose at home. So they're making it to the Super Bowl just off that.
Oh, I guess the Super Bowl is in New England this year, so that probably plays in favor for them.
All the quarterbacks in the AFC, all the combined records, none of them have beat Tom Brady before.
Ever.
Nope.
Oh. Not one.
I got that on his side.
Not one.
Too bad he won't be playing any of those AFC quarterbacks in the Super Bowl.
Yep, you know, it'd be like that sometimes, but, you know, he's beat those NFC quarterbacks, too, so he's beat every single one of them. Ain't no worries.
Has he beat Nick Foles?
I don't
think he has.
He's beat the Eagles.
Okay. I guess we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess one last thing. I guess we won't take you through a speed round, but one last thing before you go. It's your last semester of your junior year, right?
Yeah.
This is kind of your last year of freedom before you got to start figuring stuff out.
Right.
What can the folks at home expect to see from the great HJ?
Well, this spring is going to be tough, not going to lie, because it's in season for golf. Plus, I'm taking 23 and a half credit hours.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. But, you know, because I have to get in. I want to apply to grad school this fall, and I got to make sure those requirements are met before fall semester, and you know I'm willing to put the work in to make sure that happens because I do not want to take an off year and then apply. So I'm gonna get the work done. I'm gonna work hard now and then relax. Besides, 23 and a half credit hours is more of a grad school type workload, so I'm just using it as practice. I'm still gonna be here. I'm just not gonna be here as much, but you'll see me. I'm not gonna disappear. I'll be on all social medias. You know, I probably won't be on Instagram Live as much as Quentin, but
facts. I will say, me, Josh, and Michael all golf, and we look pretty similar to you. So if you ever need like a sub, I don't think the coach would notice.
You know, I would be totally down for that.
There we go.
You've got my blessing.
I'm just throwing a Sherpa and a wig, and
that's right.
A little do-rag action.
So basically, needless to say, it's grind season. Right,
it is
after
beyond grind season.
And
we go on one season into the other. They overlapping?
Overlap.
Yeah. Venn diagram style, you know. They can coincide.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm sure we're all looking forward to seeing how this ends.
You're much love from the 813.
All right, thank you, Hayden, for coming on.
Special thanks to Hayden for coming on again. Looking forward to a great year this year, just finishing up the semester here and putting out some quality podcasts for the rest of the year. And as always, tee it high and let it fly. See ya. From standing on the corners, bopping, to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. Dropping some of the hottest.